do lectures, how do I explain the event, the experience, the place that I'm just leaving? In many ways, it's everything I always wanted from a geek meet, a community get together, a gathering of friends, a conference and a festival, a school, a party, a campfire sing-along, all rolled into one. Should you Google the Do Lectures and find the website, you'll find an immense resource of information, a lot of bottled inspiration that you can just quite easily uncap and enjoy at your leisure at no cost. Yet for some there may be this mental block as thinking that the Do Lectures is outside of their ability to go and see, because the price ticket on the website is £1,500 at this time, and you would think that's a lot of money for a ticket maybe. Well, before understanding and seeing the value, that is totally understandable. You need to know the background, you need to know the who, what, whys and where to realise that this is nothing. It's kind of a blip on the value, the other types of value especially that you can gain from being a part of such a spontaneous community that crops up for those few days and then disperses, yeah. Maintains tentacle-like connections to their geographical places. So the Do Lectures doesn't make money out of the Do Lectures. I found out that much. In fact, it runs, you know, at a loss. Some people paying thousands of pounds to attend in the knowledge that they are investing in keeping this event going. There are probably, I imagine, just as many, I think 80 to 100 attendees paying to go, but just as many people working behind the scenes and making it happen and being a part of the workshops, this, that and the other, who haven't had to make a financial contribution because they're making other kinds of contributions to keep this going. So if you are a doer and you have an ounce of, I don't want to say intelligence because that's the wrong word, if you've got it about you to get things done and you really want to come to this place, then you could quite easily do it. I was invited to kind of work my ticket price, and you know, for me, the value I gained from being there was possibly more than any event. I always said that the best education that I've ever had was from travelling, and to bring all of these people and all of these minds in one space, I was taken aback to the times when I was travelling and meeting inspiration, incredible doers around the world, but it seems that they all descend on this space, so you're getting the condensed conversations happening right there for that period. So rather than sound like an advert for the Do Lectures, which I don't want to do because it's oversubscribed every year to the extent you in some ways have to apply, I think next year there will be two events. I don't need to advertise the Do Lectures. Anybody that leaves tells somebody that it's the most incredible thing, you know, they've possibly experienced when it comes to events like this. And also, quite interestingly, if you've been on one year, you cannot return for the following year because they want to make sure as many people experience this as possible. The ticket price goes to a lot of technology actually behind the scenes, recording, documenting, capturing, sheltering, feeding, and it's camping, which is, I think, not only a communal experience in itself, rather going to your little pigeonholed hotel rooms to have your moments isolation of an evening. You know, you're sharing these incredible spaces. There's something very, very tribal about this. So yeah, I don't think you could copy the Do Lectures because of the location. Forest, and that's forest with two Fs if you Google it. I think it's coldatnight.co.uk. I might be wrong. I'll put it in the links. I'm obviously exceptionally sleep deprived, so excuse me if my words take a while to get to me. I don't know. If you were going to shoot a film and create the backdrop for this super smart, super artistic, super musical, super switched on community that kind of crops up like an individual country in the wilderness, you'd probably set it where the Do Lectures is set. It's private little, which is actually open to the public, I believe, pub. It's the way the tents are laid out. It just seems to be designed from the microcosm to the macrocosm, and for everything to work and look nice. So straight away, you've got to do that. Set it in the beautiful valley with just nature all around you. You've also got to ensure that there aren't too many mirrors around, and that because of how you're living, your clothing is functional as much as leaving room for the ones that want to be both in your face fashionable. Fashion's a wrong term, but dressing for a party so that the party comes to you. So suits and ties, please go ahead, but you know, we're living in the woods here, and any of this kind of status just falls away because of the lack of mirrors. Some people never got to see themselves for 4 days, and that had an incredible effect of stripping away egos, the hierarchies crumbling so that everybody was on the same level. When it came to sustenance, I snack normally all the time. I never wanted for anything when it came to sustenance, food or drink, you know. I've never seen so many varieties of tea, for example, there 24/7, whenever you want, help yourself. Amazing fair trade coffees and all the food grown meters away from where you are eating it. The local, sustainable, ethical aspect just permeating through it all. You can definitely tell I'm impressed. The tent did make it feel like a meeting of tribal elders where everybody was there to make a difference. The talks, which are the kind of pull for those that have not experienced a do lectures, for me were incredibly insightful, yet probably only 10% of the experience in itself. So how do you sell a conversation that you're going to have that gives you a realization that you probably never would have had if you weren't sitting with those two people drinking a coffee on that particular table next to that particular campfire, whilst an amazing now new friend of mine, Naif, for example, Ukrainian gypsy, plays phenomenal acoustic guitar to be the soundtrack for your conversation. It's difficult to get these elements to collide without being in a space like this. I want to see people try to copy this. If you could get half as close as what this event has done, you'll be 10 times better than most of the things that are happening out there. It is 24/7, you know. It's not a conference that starts at 10 and finishes at 4 and there might be a little bit of a meal in the evening. It starts at 5:30 for some people. Whether you want to be canoeing, whether you want to be getting to the river, taking off all your clothes, putting them in a dry bag and floating down the river like you're in some kind of Welsh-based Vietnam movie. Whether you want to be doing yoga, you just say what you want to do, and if you can get out of bed or just stay awake for the whole night, you go and do it. Workshops in the evening. It's just non-stop, and 24 hours of that amount of value and potential input and education, it's difficult to turn your back on it and go to sleep. So what that does, though, this sleep deprivation, I think, is remove a lot of the filters and a lot of the things we put before us that might get in the way of empathy. To the extent, yesterday, for example, I found myself welling up at people's heartfelt stories when normally I might not have that depth of empathy. One of the talks was about how we need to be making people feel. It's not just getting them to remember your message, it's about making them feel something when they hear, see, or read it. My feeling gland is about drained to empty. That's, you know, how much you are moved. I hope that in the next day or so, all the ideas that are flapping around in my mind like wet fish on the deck of a rowboat I've lost the oars to. I'm hoping I can put them all in a bucket and make some sense out of this, because there are a couple of nubs to ideas I really, really want to evolve. And I'm told that it's a couple of days afterwards. When you've had your sleep, you sort it all out. I'm very sad to be leaving, and I'm also looking forward to getting back to family, of course. And the day being framed by weather kind of really matches this melancholic, pensive mood. So glad to have picked up a couple of CDs featuring the music that's kind of been featured, because every night there was music to listen to, be it last night Griff Rees of the Super Furries, just amazing, the night before Kate Le Bon, and the night before that Chilo Sim, who, you know, have just been there musically throughout. If you've listened this far, then respect. If you do get the chance, check out dolectures.com. Look at some of the old talks and look forward to some of the new ones coming soon. And if you do have the disposable income, you should be ordering your ticket now for one of the two events that are next year. I guarantee if you don't get, you know, something ultimately life-changing, is that too pretentious a thing to say? If you don't have your perspectives tweaked and changed to your benefit, then, you know, I'll give you the money back. This isn't a legally binding contract we're making now. I'm just pretty confident that you will not be disappointed. And if you've got something to offer, I would suggest getting in touch with them. I really hope to be doing a couple of workshops, maybe even a talk next year. But everybody at the Do was a speaker and a listener. And it didn't matter who had the microphone, because the conversation was continuous and enriching.